When is an old structure worth saving? And when does that structure become something that's dangerous and needs to be torn down? Those questions are being asked with word that the city of Ann Arbor recently tore down a 19th century farmhouse and barn that it had purchased in 2003. Some might say it is ironic. The barn was located next to the city's recycling center. Architect Chuck Bowman is with the Michigan Barn Preservation Network and the National Barn Alliance. Chuck, tell us about this barn. How old was it?
Actually, I don't know much about this barn, and that's somewhat of the amazing part. I learned of this barn literally on the Monday morning that it was being torn down just from an article that I saw. The raising of the barn was put on in a consent agenda with City Council months earlier, and no one had focused on it. As a matter of fact, Dave Askins of the Chronicle, who I know attends every one of those meetings and is a friend and colleague of mine, I emailed him immediately and said, "What do you know?" And he said, "I didn't even know it was going away." I then emailed a number of City Council, and they responded that they didn't know it was going away.
So that was very secret squirrel.
I don't know if I want to call it secret. I think it's an unfortunate aspect of the barn world that people might have this old building, and they might ask the opinion of someone who they think should know. And one of the things I've written about many times is that most architects, engineers, and builders are not qualified to comment. Original question, when is it time to tear down a barn? Well, unless you know timber framing, you shouldn't be asked because they're difficult buildings to understand. They're very, very strong. And many times people look at them and, well, they're dirty. They're a little scary. And the one thing that is unfortunate is the safest answer is tear it down.
So as part of the Michigan Barn Preservation Network and the National Barn Alliance, both of them existing to preserve old barns, you have to feel really bad. I'm sure that this was so off the radar that you or the groups couldn't speak out in support of further study and take some time.
Right. And I'm not saying that the barns absolutely should have stayed. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. But I'm fairly certain that the majority of the people looking at it, they aren't qualified. And that's the thing. It comes down very quickly. I went by the site, you know, it was 24 hours into the demolition, and it was mostly gone. The components that I was seeing, they were perfectly viable. I've certainly used scarier barns and converted them to be other things.
What do you believe, because you're so committed and passionate about barns, and you're an architect, so you're looking at it from that perspective, what do these barns say about Michigan's history?
They say a lot about America's history because I look at the barns as a sort of continuum of construction that came from the East as settlers came here and then as people pushed further and further west, and that they tell the story of America. And so the barns in Michigan tell the Michigan component of that story. You see gable barns, simple barns with two roof slopes. And the story in Michigan is that many of those barns were built in the early 1800s. But we do see a lot of gambrel roofs here, which is interesting, which is the four roof slopes. And eight times out of 10, the gambrel barns we see are converted gable barns. And I like that part of the story. It reminds me that barns were constantly in flux. And so when they were originally built in the early 1800s, they would have been built with gable roofs. And then with the advent of certain inventions, the hay fork, the ability to get hay higher up in the building, they converted the roofs to store more hay. And that's sort of the Midwest, particularly Michigan's component of a story that stretches from the Atlantic Ocean all the way into the Pacific.
And when a barn is torn down, at least without further study to see if it could be preserved, we're losing a chunk of that.
Yes, it is unfortunate. I mean, it is the plight of barns. You know, and this is across the country that there's a struggle to use barns for farming because farms are using bigger equipment and land's been subdivided and the issues that we hear about. So now you have...
And the small farms, the small family farms are fewer and fewer.
They're fewer and fewer. The good news there is they're actually growing a little bit. And there is a lot of talk of smaller acreage farms, 10 acres, 5 acres even, and they will need a barn. And while that will save some barns, I'm afraid it's not going to save them all because many of them are still in locations that, you know, they're in the middle of subdivisions or industrial parks.
Now, this barn was not listed in the State Historical Buildings Directory. Would that be step one for, first of all, an owner who wants to preserve or save an old structure?
That actually is a fine thing to do, but it's not really a necessity, nor is it something that guarantees the protection of the building. It's a great step to point out to the community at large that these are respected buildings. But in my opinion, using the barn is more important than just listing it on a register.
And what kind of uses, as you see barns around Michigan, what are some of the ways barns are being repurposed?
The repurposing in Michigan, what I hear most about is using them for things like event spaces and weddings. that's carrying a certain conversation that's going on across the state as to whether how that is done and whether that is appropriate, and the techniques used for converting it. The building codes still apply to that, and the building code for a wedding space and event space is dramatically more. I mean, for a barn, there is no building code. The state of Michigan exempts barns from the building code when they're used for agriculture.
And you're saying this is something that's actually drawn the attention of the state legislature.
It has, and it has drawn the attention of a number of organizations, including the American Institute of Architects, the National Barn Alliance, and the Michigan Barn Preservation Network, and other state organizations.
Chuck, what inspired your passion for barns? What and when?
Many years ago, I was asked to design a house with a barn, and I didn't quite know what I was getting myself into, but I've always been someone who really likes a challenge. One barn project led to another and then to another. I've really learned that the kinds of spaces that you can make with an old barn frame are very different and very beautiful than the kinds of spaces you can make with other kinds of architecture. When we use an old barn, there's a beautiful story to be told. Whether that story is that we took the barn down and moved it to another location and gave it another life because in its prior location, it was destined to be torn down. The typical reasons are neglect, insurance companies that won't insure them, new construction, industrial parks, roads, you know, barns get in their way. Those barns need to have something done with them, or they can have something done with them, so then we reuse them. There's other stories like where we get to take the barn down from the property, restore it, and bring it back to that property. And that's what we just recently did in Dexter. We learned the house that it sat next to was built in 1834. And we dated the barn through a process called dendrochronology to 1837. That's when the timbers were cut. So it was built around that time. We know that it had been moved in 1894 to 1895 to a new foundation. So we took it down for the second time. We restored it and brought it back. And it's now, it is in fact an event space.
So it continues to live. Architect Chuck Bullman, who is with the Michigan Barn Preservation Network and the National Barn Alliance. Thanks for talking with us, Chuck.
Thank you.